praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Savior, thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord, hallelujah. To this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
praise God. Let's sing Jesus Revealed in Me. That's why he lives in our hearts, so he can be revealed in us and through us. I think that's number 68 in the white book. Let's check. No, not even close. Okay. 64. Oh, I was close. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's first of all pray that God will cover the camp with his precious blood and that the Spirit of God will hover over this place. Hallelujah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. They tell us that word very can be translated an ever-present help in trouble. He's always there for us. And very present means very near. Praise God. We find how close Jesus is. Just you turn your attention to him, and so often you sense his presence right away because he's right there. Praise God. And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you for helping us through the night. Some of us slept well, maybe some haven't, but we got through, and here we are this morning. You've given us another day of life to seek you, to find you, to know you. Oh, praise God. Help us to give ourselves to that call. We pray, Lord, that today you'll help us to take advantage of opportunities to be alone with you and together with you. And we pray, Lord, that you'll do that for everyone on these campgrounds. We pray for the cottagers. We pray for the villagers, that you'll continue to cause your work to go forward in each of their lives, Lord. Deal with each one as they have need. We pray, Lord, that you will cause your word to enter their hearts and touch those areas of their life where you want to enter and bring about changes. Bless those that minister to our young people, counselors, head counselors. We pray, Lord, that you'll anoint them. Help them to seek your anointing, Lord. Don't let them try to minister in their own strength or come up with their own strategies and wisdom. But, Lord, fill them with your Spirit, and you give them words, and you give them the leading that they need to approach and minister as you would have them to. We pray for every guest on our grounds. Thank you for those that have arrived yesterday, today, will be coming. Bless them, Lord. Lord, you know why they come to Pilgrim Camp, and it's not because of the lake only or the fellowship with God's people, but they come to seek you, to find you in a greater way. Yes. And Lord, we pray that no one will be disappointed, that no one will be overlooked or neglected in any way, but that everyone will go home with more of Jesus in their hearts and lives. Pray for the little children on the grounds. Lord, we had little children on the grounds too. And Lord, we believe that whether they know it or not, you do something for them. By your presence on this in this place, by the prayers, we pray that hearts will be molded and that they will grow up with a love for Jesus and a desire to live for him, that you'll set that into them, Lord, and you'll help them to walk a straight course as they grow and mature. Thank you, Lord. Even people that step on these grounds, inspectors and salesmen and whoever, bless the mailman, and let them sense there's something different about this place. But not to make this place special, but let that sense speak to them about there's more to life. There's something out there that they ought to reach out for. And we pray that you will send people their way to share the gospel with them. So now we pray you'll bless our gathering this morning, and we ask that you will have your way, and that in all things, always, Jesus Christ will be glorified. We ask it in your name again. Amen. 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 Number 64. Eight. 64 in the white book. Christ the transforming light touches this heart. Making his glory shine.
triumphant peace.
Praise God. O thou Spirit divine, the way I learned the song was, O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine. And then some people say, well, God doesn't want to refine your nature. He wants to destroy it. Well, you can refine it to that extent. Why not? So just burn it all away. And then some people said, well, so we don't like that, so we're going to change it to, oh, thou Spirit divine, fill this temple of mine. Well, that works, right? We're temples of the Holy Spirit. And for the beauty of Jesus to be seen in us, we need to be filled with him. So I made up my own verse. Oh, thou Spirit of grace, all my nature displace. See, so you can choose any one of those. Okay, but I'm going to do the refined one.
I have one that says eradicate. Does that make any sense?
It does, but I don't know what rhymes with it.
Well, you fix it.
Okay. Oh, thou Spirit, don't be late when you eradicate. Yeah, it doesn't work. Okay. All right, we'll work on it. Praise God. Let's try one more time, okay? Oh, Spirit, divine, all this nature, all my nature refine, and sing it with the right understanding, okay? Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wondrous compassion and purity. O thou Spirit divine, all my nature refine, till the beauty of Jesus be seen. Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. The Apostle Paul said that the Lord had separated him from his mother's womb. There's so much in the Bible that just implies that life begins at conception and that God is at work knitting us together in our mother's womb. And He says, God separated me from my mother's womb that he might reveal his son in me. God had a plan over Paul's life even before he was born. He had a plan over your life even before you were born. And his goal is to reveal Jesus in you. Not just to you, but in you. Not just you meet him on the outside, someone introduces you to the Lord and prays with you, but God wants to make himself known to you on the inside and to make himself real to you there in your heart, where you know and you experience you are united to him. And then, of course, as Christ is revealed in us, then he is revealed through us. Then we have that anointing that we can minister to others in the power of the Holy Spirit. And as we heard, when we witness to people, that it's not our words, but it's Christ. And the words go into hearts and bring about conviction and light. Praise God. The world doesn't need you. The world needs Jesus in you. Have you heard that before? I'm sure. The world doesn't need us, but they need Jesus in me. So I have to make sure that I'm filled with Jesus and that I'm getting to know him so that I can yield to his control. And then Jesus can use my hands, my feet, my mouth to continue to reach the lost and the hurting. Praise God. Amen. Well, Brother Tim and Sister Tiffany are leaving us this morning. They came to help with the organ. And Tiffany didn't play the organ, I noticed. But I hear that. Now, watch this. My daughter tells me that, you know, every once in a while when she's down in the village and Tim and Tiffany come, they ask Tiffany to come down there and share something, maybe her testimony. And some of you might not know that Tiffany speaks. You know, Tim speaks. And I thought maybe Tiffany would just like to say hello, goodbye, thank you, Jesus, for something. Is that possible?
You want me to?
Sure, sure. Yes, just something, whatever.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah. Where?
Right there.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you guys so much for having us come. And it's such a blessing being at camp. And honestly, a big part of why we came mainly was to play the organ, but I've been struggling a lot at home since being off from work, and because of my health, I kind of have to just lay flat at home and just do a lot of nothing. And Timmy thought it would be such a blessing to go to camp for a little extra longer than we had anticipated. And it really was. It was exactly what I needed. I needed to just be here and be in the Lord's presence and just be rejuvenated and reminded of the sacrifice that I'm giving for my son and for our family. And that the Lord's working, and hearing my husband testify the other day, it just was such a reminder of what the Lord has done for us. And it gave me the encouragement to just keep going. And, you know, it's not easy. I'm a very active person, so laying at home and doing nothing has been really difficult for me. But this was what I needed. So thank you for having us, and what a blessing it's been.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless Tim and
yes.
Tiffany as they minister there in Ozone Park, especially among the youth, Lord, as this youth retreat is before us. We pray, Lord, that you will prepare them and all those that will be working with them to receive these young people in the love of God. We pray that you'll give them faith over every meeting, over every individual, over every need that presents itself. We pray for fresh anointing for this particular ministry that is before them, and for the particular group of individuals that you will gather together at this time. We pray that you'll prepare the hearts of the young people. Let everyone that you want to be there. And we pray, Lord, that you will make a way financially and transportation and release of schedule, and that, Lord, that you will cause them right from the moment they step upon these grounds to get in tune with what the Spirit of God wants to say and do in their lives. We pray that as the Word of God is given, that they will recognize, these are the things God's been dealing with me about. These are the questions that I've been having. And they'll recognize that it's not man that's speaking, but
God himself. Oh, let them hear your voice, Lord. They need Jesus. We all do. And we thank you that you're giving them this opportunity at this time to come closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.